The report on sexual assault comes at the same time the U.S. military is absorbing a scandal over the treatment of prisoners in Iraq. That scandal is complicating the efforts of the commander-in-chief. President Bush is trying to speak of other issues, but NPR's Don Gagne reports that it's hard to avoid the subject of the war.
If you look at the president's schedule this week, you'll find plenty of events unrelated to Iraq, including 3 days featuring education events, each outside Washington, plus a visit to the White House by the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots and a commencement address today at Concordia University in suburban Milwaukee. But even when the president goes somewhere to talk about a domestic issue, as he did at a high school in Parkersburg, West Virginia yesterday, he often feels compelled to talk about what it seems the whole nation is talking about these days.
I want to say one other thing about our troops. Like you, I have been disgraced and about what I've seen on TV, what took place in the prison. But the actions of a few do not reflect on the fantastic character of the over 200,000 men and women who have served our nation.
The words, "I have been disgraced," are among the strongest the president has used yet to describe the abuse scandal at the Abu Ghraib prison. On earlier occasions, Mr. Bush had expressed sorrow while calling the abuse abhorrent. Last night, the president delivered a speech to the annual dinner of the American Conservative Union, which describes itself as the nation's oldest conservative lobbying organization. Speaking to a room full of ardent supporters, the president actually spent about as much time talking about tax cuts as about Iraq. And when he did raise the subject, it was to restate the reasons for the war and to point out progress made.
Because we acted, an example of democracy is rising at the very heart of the Middle East. Because we acted, the world is more free, and America is more secure.
The president last night devoted just a few lines to the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. He did not mention Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the calls for his resignation or firing. He acknowledged the violence in Iraq and the attacks on U.S. troops, but said the plan to transfer sovereignty on June 30th to Iraqis, yet undetermined, is unchanged.
And there will be tough times ahead. These are not easy tasks. They are essential tasks. And America will finish what we have begun, and we will win this essential victory in the war on terror.
A problem for the president, however, is that despite such assurances, the public is no longer as sure of that victory or as sure of his leadership as it was just months ago, as events in Iraq seem increasingly beyond his control. With the election now less than 6 months away, his standing in the polls is dropping. A Gallup poll out this week puts Mr. Bush's overall approval rating at just 46%. That's its lowest level ever. And perhaps more troubling to the White House, a new CBS News poll says that a solid majority, 58%, disapprove of his handling of the situation in Iraq. Only 39% approve. These poll numbers come as the news has been dominated by bad news from Iraq, especially the prison abuse photos. But the Bush campaign maintains that it's still not clear if that issue ultimately hurts the president politically. Former Montana Governor Mark Roscoe is the Bush campaign chairman.
I have no question but that they're serious matters to the American people. And ultimately, the judgment they draw, I don't think we yet can predict.
True as that statement may be, it hardly represents the commanding position the president's campaign had expected to be in when this re-election year began. It also concedes that the president may well spend the coming months responding to events rather than dictating them. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.